Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be taking a look at what kids are reading about today on The Juice.
Yeah, looks like a pretty interesting mix of stories in there.
Let's start with the elephants.
Okay.
So 9 elephants were moved from the Melbourne Zoo to a much larger habitat at the Werribee Open Range Zoo.
Sounds like a pretty big undertaking.
Yeah, it was. They had to train the elephants for 2 years to get them comfortable with being transported in these big air-conditioned trailers.
Wow.
Yeah. The elephants are now enjoying a 52-acre paddock.
Oh, wow.
Which is 10 times larger than their previous enclosure. And they've got swimming pools, mud wallows, a sandy sleeping area. Pretty impressive.
It's great to see them getting such good care.
Yeah, and it's a good opportunity, I think, to talk to kids about animal welfare and, you know, the importance of providing suitable living conditions for animals in captivity.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so moving on to something a little bit different. We've got a story about the German elections.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, the center-right businessman Friedrich Merz and his alliance won the parliamentary elections.
Okay.
So this is a bit of a shift to the right for Germany.
Uh-huh.
But forming a coalition government is proving to be a little bit tricky because Merz is choosing to work with the far-right alternative for Germany party AfD,
right,
which actually came in second in the elections.
Wow.
So it's a pretty interesting situation, and it kind of highlights, I think, you know, the changing political landscape in Germany, and maybe you could talk to your kids about different political ideologies and how coalition governments work. And
yeah, the challenges of political compromise.
Exactly, yeah. All right, let's see what else we've got here. Oh, this is interesting. There's a story about climate change and how it's impacting cloud formation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So climate scientists are finding that the Earth is warming faster than they had anticipated.
Mm.
And new research suggests that this might be partly due to dwindling global cloud cover.
Okay.
So thicker low-lying clouds, which we call stratocumulus clouds, they actually reflect sunlight back into space, which helps to cool the planet.
Right.
But as temperatures rise, these clouds are struggling to form.
Interesting.
While thinner, high-altitude cirrus clouds, which actually trap heat, are becoming more prevalent.
So it's a bit of a double whammy.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's kind of a vicious cycle. And I think this is a good opportunity to talk to kids about climate change and its impact on weather patterns and, you know, the importance of scientific research in understanding these issues.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, moving on to a story with some potential ethical implications. There's a piece about Elon Musk and concerns about conflicts of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So the story focuses on his role in dismantling certain federal agencies during the Trump administration.
Right.
And it raises questions about, you know, whether his businesses, which benefit from government contracts, are influencing government decisions.
Hmm.
One specific example is his involvement in shutting down USAID, which was investigating his company Starlink.
Oh, wow.
So it's a pretty complex issue, and it raises questions about transparency and accountability in government.
Yeah, it's a good one for older kids maybe to think about.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's important to get them thinking about those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to something a little bit lighter. We have a quote from basketball legend Julius Irving, also known as Dr. J.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he said, "I firmly believe that respect is a lot more important and a lot greater than popularity."
That's a good one.
It is, and I think it's especially relevant today with social media and all the emphasis on, you know, likes and followers.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a good reminder for young people and for all of us, really, that true value lies in treating others with respect and, you know, focusing on qualities that matter more than superficial popularity.
Absolutely.
Okay, and finally, we have a story that might spark some interesting conversations. It seems an asteroid roughly the size of the Statue of Liberty has a slight chance of hitting Earth in 2032.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So while the probability is low and it's not large enough to cause an extinction-level event, it could potentially destroy a city.
That's still pretty significant.
Yeah, it is. And scientists are continuing to monitor its trajectory and refine their calculations.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So I think this story is a good opportunity to talk about asteroids and the risks they pose to Earth and, you know, the work that scientists do to track and potentially deflect them.
Yeah, and it might spark some curiosity about space exploration in general.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, that's all for today. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.